You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That is Bill Cowher, Dan Patrick Show, talking about Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers are the betting favorites to acquire Aaron Rodgers. I point that out because last year at this time, they were the betting favorites to acquire Russell Wilson, and there was scoffing that was going on. There was widespread scoffing. Very few actually believed that was possible. Peter King did, and that was really it. And I'm seeing it happen again. I'm experiencing Steelers deja vu with this, where this has been put out there several times, and a lot of the Steelers reporters and a lot of fans are like, yeah, no way that will happen. But then Cowher pipes in, and he said something in that answer to Patrick that I think is relevant to this, and that is how the Steelers view themselves. They don't look at this like, and they shouldn't, but this is, he's just giving you his read on the organization that he spent such a long time in. They don't view themselves as being far away. They view themselves as having TJ Watt and Cam Hayward and being built to win right now. So if that is honestly how they feel, then when trying to make up their minds on this, I know Art said younger is better. But if they think Rodgers is a better quarterback than Justin Fields, then I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe they would consider it. We know Tomlin, even though Rodgers is a nutcase, we know Tomlin has like an abundance of respect for the guy. And would Tomlin maybe look at it like, well, they're paying me $15 million a year to manage personalities. I've done it before with big personalities. I've done it with Ben. I can do it with him. I hope not. But when Cowher doesn't laugh it off, like, yeah, okay, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, you kidding me? You think Art Rooney wants to do that? You think Mike Tomlin wants to do that? He said they're going to talk about Russ, Fields, and Aaron. He put those three quarterbacks in the same sentence together, Chris.
The only one of them I want back is Fields, and that's only just to be a placeholder for next year. I have zero interest in Aaron Rodgers' broke ass.
I know, but they're not looking
yes,
at it like
I know.
Placeholder.
Well, then the real story here is what you said at the start, which is they don't view themselves as such, which means just every conversation that we have about them has to be taken through a funhouse mirror because they are so warped in their own self-perception. And if all of their moves are done from a posture of, we don't think we're far away, then I have little respect for the football intellect and ability to look honestly at themselves of anybody in that brain
trust.
Yeah,
and you've been saying that for a while, and I haven't disagreed with you on it. I
mean,
look at their offseason so far.
It just continues. It's just grim. It's a grim march to irrelevance that they continue to pick up speed doing if they do something like this. Yeah, Mike Tomlin, they're paying me a lot of money to manage personalities. He's doing such a grand job of that. Awesome job, Mike. George Pickens, that personality, managed. It's terrific. Russell Wilson, managed. Patrick Queen, managed.
Yeah.
I keep going.
Keep going
Minka
if you
Fitzpatrick,
want.
Yeah, managed. And managed them right
listen
to five
to the,
straight
listen
losses.
Listen to the way Art talked about Tomlin at the end of the year and look at their actions so far this offseason.
I recoil with disgust every time they come up and something is said about how they view themselves. That would be like me saying I view myself as a person who should be president of the United States.
It takes you aback when it's Cower and it's Peter King again, and Florio, who's going to join us at 3:30, who are saying things like, don't sleep on Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Aaron would be all for it. I mean, Aaron's talked gushingly about the Steelers and Pittsburgh and everything else. I mean, he'd come here in a second. I don't think they'd have to talk him into it. I think it's whether or not the organization wants to deal with it and all the baggage that comes with Aaron Rodgers. But if Mike Tomlin really is in charge and Mike feels like Aaron Rodgers gives them a better chance to win in 2025 than Fields or Wilson, I could see it happening.
Well, they'd just say,
I don't want
they would
it
cite
to.
The idea that Rodgers, here's what they would say. You want to know? Here's how, you ever heard of Manufacturing Consent, that book? How, like, I think
I hear
how,
them say on broadcast without the express written
no,
consent.
No, this is like how the news media shapes a narrative to get you, or like organizations get you to accept an idea that they think you otherwise wouldn't. Here's how they'd manufacture consent for this move. They'd look at Rodgers' last 10 starts of the season, and you know what you'd hear ad infinitum from Steelers' friendly media? He had 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and his passer rating was almost 100. He just needed some time to recover and really get back to game speed from his Achilles injury.
His numbers don't look bad. He had 28 touchdowns to 11 picks. That is the same exact stat line he had for 2010 when the Steelers lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in the Super Bowl. Now, it's only touchdowns, interceptions. That doesn't tell the whole story. But if you just use that as a barometer, and people did last year when Russell Wilson got signed, bringing up the touchdown to interception ratio he had in Denver.
If you bring up Aaron Rodgers onto your roster, you're letting Aaron Rodgers run the offense he wants to run. And so I just saw Jerry Dulac in his chat today talking about quarterbacks generally and broadly, and I believe he poo-pooed this, by the way, for the record.
He also poo-pooed Russell Wilson until he had to come out and say, hey, Russell Wilson is meeting with the Steelers.
Not my point. He said that no, the Steelers' philosophy is they want a quarterback who can run the offense that the coordinator wants. If you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're running the offense Aaron Rodgers wants to run.
Right, and you could have said before they signed Russell Wilson, they could have said, hey, we want a guy that runs the offense that the coordinator wants, but then they elected to sign a quarterback who had a reputation in both Denver and Seattle of wanting to go off and do his own thing.
And that quarterback clashed with that coordinator, so they would just repeat their mistake with a different guy.
And chalk it up to Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. Let's pull up his resume and Pro Football Reference page.
And let's say you get a pretty good, let's say not an MVP Rodgers, but you get a pretty good Rodgers. Where would that slot him in quarterback rankings right now in the AFC? Behind Mahomes, behind Burrow, behind Jackson, behind Allen.
Well, I don't think we're going to get good Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so let's say we're getting
a hard, it's a difficult thing to entertain as a hypothetical.
So then you're pushing him to at least 7th, 8th, probably 9th or 10th in the conference?
I mean, if you got Aaron Rodgers from a couple of years ago in Green Bay, then you've got a shot, but I just don't see that happening.
That Aaron Rodgers isn't walking, limping, or smoking ayahuasca through that door
anymore.
Well,
the Aaron Rodgers apologist in New York, and there's actually a surprising number of those, like to point to things like his coaches there were absolute trash and his offensive line sucked.
And he's coming to the Steelers.
And if either one of those two things, well, I mean, do you think
the Steelers offensive line good last year?
I was just going to ask you about that. No, I don't think so. But do you think their offensive line will be better this year?
It better be, or else this is all irrelevant.
Well, I know that, but I mean, do you think it will be better?
I have to say yes, because I think that Broderick Jones being allowed to play the position he was drafted.
Bingo. So I think that's the argument for Rodgers. If there's better protection.
But I don't think it's going to be the Detroit Lions or the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, let me just be fair here. If you're telling me the offensive line is going to protect the quarterback, I would, just strictly from a football standpoint, what happens when the game starts to when the game ends, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Justin Fields. To win a game? 100%. I would trust, if I'm getting good protection, I'd absolutely take Aaron Rodgers over Fields.
He won one more game than Fields did last year, and he started all 17 of them.
Yes, with a bad offensive line is what the argument there is.
Do you think Fields played with a good offensive line and good coaching in his 6 starts?
No, I don't. But I mean, it would be foolish of me to believe that Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
In a vacuum, if you control for the variables around them and they're pretty favorable, yes, Rodgers is better. But I don't think Rodgers is good anymore. I mean, my God, he seems like a continent away from the guy who had 48 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Donnie, how many interceptions did Russell Wilson have? I mean, how many touchdowns did Russell Wilson have in Denver last year? They're 26.
Yes, he had 26 and 8.
And so the people like myself and even you were saying, how can he be a bad quarterback when he threw 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions? Well, why can't the same thing be true of Aaron Rodgers, 28-11?
I mean, I kind of saw the light on that and realized at the end of this past season how that could actually look that
way. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I hear you on that. And just to make sure people don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I don't want Aaron Rodgers, but I could see the Steelers talking themselves into it. If it's we're gung-ho, we're all in to win this year, we're not trading any of our veteran defensive players, it's all about winning this year, let's see if we can actually get him on board. And they put eggs in Tomlin's basket to do that with guys. That's what they're paying him to do. You heard Ben. They're not paying him to come up with like these insane X's and O's and game plans. They're paying him big money to get guys to believe in what they're doing.
The whole thing is such a depressing conversation. It actually is. They're a going nowhere franchise just trying to get new deck chairs for the Titanic every year, every offseason.
Donnie, is that how you would view Aaron Rodgers, another deck chair on the Titanic?
They're starting to go down a path to me, and I pulled it up a few minutes ago, what the Colts did 2020 and on.
After
and
Andrew Luck.
There's almost a point there where you can't fully blame the team because they were truly blindsided by Luck's retirement. It's
right.
Not like... You know, the Steelers have had a few years now to figure this out, and this will be like the Colts going from Philip Rivers, well, Jacoby Brissett technically first, then Philip Rivers, then Carson Wentz, then it was Matt Ryan, and then it was Gardner Minshew.
Tampa did that after they thought they screwed up on Jameis, but they got it right both times. They went with Brady and they went with Mayfield, and they hit home runs with both.
Yeah, see, this feels a whole lot more like the Colts. Because they were a team that was kind of middling around in the AFC. They would be on the, maybe on the doorstep of a playoff spot best, or they would get into the wild card round like they did with Rivers, and that was that.
They're clueless and desperate when it comes to quarterbacks. They're a clueless franchise run by clueless people
So that's how you would look at a Rodgers signing, clueless and desperate?
Yes.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.